hello, 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 hello.
We are coming to you randomly in the middle of a week.
Why?
Because we felt like we were being left out of all of the Squid Game chat.
Yes, there was a narrative that I did not want to be excluded from. I want to be every single part of this narrative. Yes. So we've come here to talk about Squid Game.
Squiddle Game All.
Squiddly Game.
Squiddly
Game. Why was it called Squid Game? Why Squid?
Well, I don't know why the whole show is called this, but he explains it in the opening clip.
There was a game, yeah, they did. Yeah. And that clip got me. So if you've seen the first episode, I was like, oh, this sounds lovely. It was like, oh, the game they used to play as kids and blah, 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 blah. Mm. And then when he was like, and when you lose, you die. And I was like, oh, that's what kids game. Mm. Kids say that all the time. You're dead. You're out of the game. Mm-hmm. But it was quite literal. Yeah. And that was a shock to me. I actually did not expect that.
So I knew it had been spoiled for me loads before I watched it. And I wondered what it must be like if you had no idea about this show.
I had no idea.
And you're like, what the... So when it was the first game, were you like,
sweet Jesus, I literally jumped.
I would have been petrified.
I jumped. And then when they were running away in like red light, green light, I was like, why are you running away?
Yeah.
It was actually driving me mad. But also, I know this sounds so like egotistical, but I would have murked every single game.
We need to talk about this because
I would have won.
I thought about you whilst I was watching it. Because obviously, something that we know about you is that you're competitive.
Highly.
And I'm not competitive at all.
What a way to live life.
So I would be like, at the beginning, I'd be like, you know what? As soon as I see people dying,
take me.
Mother, I'm ready to take me to the king.
Because I'm not trying to have much to kick.
Like, honestly, I don't have the fight in me. I just don't have it.
Do you know what? I think I do. So, do you know how England's going to shit? We don't have water, chicken, yogurt, or McDonald's milkshake, right? Or petrol, or anything like that.
Yeah.
I thought, if it came to it and we had to start fighting for things, I'd fight, you know.
Really?
I would actually fight. Like, I'd fight for water.
Really?
No, genuinely, I would be that person in Tesco that's like...
I wouldn't...
You just die.
I really resonate with the way that the main guy, Jihan, I really resonate with the way that he is. You know, like, he has heart. Like, he has too much heart for the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's very likable.
And that's why he's so likable. But I just couldn't... Nah, man, I couldn't do it. And I just get tired. I think, why? What's the point?
Do you know what? Even if I don't get far...
Yeah.
I'd want to die knowing I tried.
Do you know what I mean?
If I just kind of went, what a way to go.
Right.
If I felt like I actually tried to play the game and win the game, like the red light, green light, which is basically a kid's game, which is when it's red light, you freeze.
Yeah.
When it's green light, you move and you try to run to a line.
What's the English version of that game?
I was going to say stop and freeze. Stop and search. It's not stop and search, sorry.
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's not musical chairs.
Musical statues.
Musical statues. Oh, right, is
okay,
that?
Cool. Yeah, musical statues. Like that, yeah. Like it's that. Basically musical statues. But also, I was that kid. In party games, like honestly, if I didn't win, I'd cry.
Really?
Like I would cry and drop on the floor.
No, I was the opposite.
Like I cried so much. Sometimes they gave me a present just because I wouldn't win.
What?
I like competition. No. Squid Game, I would be sick at it.
So, which character do you think that you're? Be honest with yourself. Be true to your heart.
I'm the badass girl, you know.
Sabi Oak.
Yeah, her.
Let you think you're the badass girl?
No, listen. No, you're taking the piss. What's that meant to me? Why am I not the badass girl?
Because the way you're saying that you would be fighting over water, you would be Deoksu, you know, the gangster guy. That's you.
I wouldn't be the gangster guy because I wouldn't betray people. He was bang out of order to that woman.
Listen, he was bang out of order. Bang out of order.
He had sexual intercourse with her and then pushed her to the side when it was time to come to
the. He banged her in a toilet. Can you imagine? To me, that's
had
what
a cigarette
a way to
after.
Go.
And honestly, I love all films that have sex and a cigarette after. I wish I smoked just so I could do that. It's so sexy.
That's actually true. Yeah. That's you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not me. I know, because here's the thing, what you don't know about me. When I'm in competition zone, no, genuinely, I'm silent.
Right.
I just concentrate. No, you're taking a piss. When I used to be an athlete in school, yeah, I used to run 100 metres relay and throw the discus, yeah. Do you know people used to like chat as they walk up to the line, like, oh, you're right, and what's your fastest time? I was a silent, I was going to say silent reaper, but that's not good.
Yeah, but that's giving jutsu, isn't it? It's giving criminal.
I was just like silent, like concentrating on the game. And that's what the badass girl is like. She's just silent.
Ah, I love her so much.
I love her.
I love her so much.
And also, after watching it, I am gagging, absolutely gagging to play Thug of War.
Really?
I have to try that tactic.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I have to try that tactic to see if it works.
I would be really good. I'm trying to think what kind of games I would be good at. I think I'd be good at Thug of War. I think I'd be good at
that. To be fair, the last time I played that, right, so here's the thing is, I've got like yam legs, I've got quite big legs, so it seems that I'll be able to play Tug of War. And this was actually recent, in the summer, and it was one-on-one type of thing, and like, you know, you get knocked out. Mm-hmm. And there was another girl...
Deoksu, I'm sorry,
No. I was like, I'll have her. I'll have her. And let's say the line is here, we're pulling... She dragged me
across the field.
I have never felt shame in my life. I literally just laid there and had, like, I was hurt because I was like, no, no, she dragged me.
Really?
But if I had that tactic in Squid Game, I would have been fine.
I tell you what, my tactic when it comes to these kind of things is...
give up and die, apparently.
Well, do you know what? I like to be underestimated. So I don't want to be the sort of person who, like, it's obvious that they're, like, on it.
I don't talk too much for a talker.
You know what, like, yeah. Like, I don't want... I want, okay, yeah, you underestimate me, you're not trying to... And then that's when I'm coming in and happy.
Do you know what game you would have been good at? The licky game. You would have smashed the licky game.
Explain yourself, right?
I just said you would have smashed the licky game.
Why?
Because you just, like, you might just like to do the licky game. I think you would have been good at the licky game.
In front of you, so much.
You would have been so good at the licky game. You've got a long tongue. It's a good thing to be good at.
No, I don't think I would have even thought of doing the lick bit. Because it's not actually, you're not supposed to lick well. You were supposed to cut it out.
Depends what shape it was.
Yeah, that's true. But
I would have smashed the licky game, depending on the shape. Depending on the shape of that, I would have smashed it. I would have got into my imagination, would have got in my bag with that one.
Yeah.
But what game do you think you would have actually won out?
So the peak thing about tug of war is it really depends on who you've got with you.
It's your team members, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you're only as strong as your weakest member.
Yeah, exactly. That's the vibe.
We said different quotes, but it means the same.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. I think I would have been so petrified, I think I would have been good at red light, green light, you know?
Yeah.
I think I would have been good at that. Yeah. And I think I would have been the worst at that bridge one. Have you seen?
No, what's the bridge one? So I'm on episode 5. The way episode 4 ended, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
And we can't even talk about it because, like, it's a spoiler.
Yeah, I can't even say what it is, but literally my heart dropped and I was like, this is the end of me.
It's
so intense.
I can't remember the last time I watched something as stressful as Squid Game.
It is so intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. Okay, what about you? I've got 2 questions. Which of the games do you think you would have been best at and worst at? And then I want to ask, which of our childhood games, like English childhood games,
do you
think you would bang if it was in Squid Game? But let's start with Squid Game first.
Okay, Squid Game. The licky game, I'll be honest.
The licky
game. I would have smashed the licky game.
Would you have fought to lick it?
No, but I would have copied someone else.
You got to be smart.
Yeah. I would have copied someone else, absolutely. So if someone else doing it and it worked, I would definitely have copied them.
Yeah.
Our childhood games, musical chairs, I would smash.
Oh, I used to be so good at
that. Wait, imagine musical chairs with the threat of getting shot. Music will never sound the same.
It's so scary.
Rap would be a different... different soundtrack.
Every time you hear Jim, you're like, just have PTSD. Like,
I think I could do that.
How much money, Because obviously, how much is it?
40, I have 40, never used billion. A translation app on my phone.
Google calculator.
How much is that in pounds? Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So it's about what, 28 million, something like that? Pounds.
Would you do it? Genuinely?
I was going to ask you.
If you owed bare money, imagine you had to pay your student loan off.
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest debt. That I have no... Sorry, kidding. I'm going to pay it all off. If they were like, today, Gina, you have to pay off all your student loan.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity to play this game was there. Would you do it?
You know what's mad? I would do it. And you know why? Because nobody knew that they were going to die. They were just...
No, but when they went back...
All right. Originally, I would say, all right, cool. I'll have a go. Once I see people dying, I'm not going back. Can't lie to you. Can't lie.
Yeah. HMRC can get me, you know?
The thing is, it's like 28 million... But I could die.
It's because they show you the money as well.
Yeah.
Do you know how twisted I was? When the first episode, I was like, oh, these people are morally nice because they're like, they're going to give the money to the families of the ones that died. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was like, no, they could have just not killed them.
Yeah. Exactly.
That would have been nicer.
So much of it makes me feel so uncomfortable. Like, and the thing is, I think there's a lot of shows and films and stuff like this, and even books that are like this, where it's like people who are desperate, and how far you would go to, like, overcome your desperate situations and
but
the stuff
that
you're
But that is life.
Doing, which is so scary
People
to
are
me.
Fighting for petrol.
People are
fighting for rice and pasta.
I saw some Squid Games when I was trying to get some petrol, brother, and I was in the queue for an
exactly.
hour.
So I think it is actually what people will do in real life.
Gosh.
The weakest people lose. I don't think real life actually thinks about the women and the children.
You're right. You're so right.
But my God, is that a great time to be a woman?
Yeah,
when
it's
like the woman and the children.
I know, and they're like, get them on first.
Oh, I'm on. Yeah. I am cutting to the front.
I'm like, oh, I'm pregnant, please.
I'm a woman and a child.
With twins.
Get me out of here. But yeah. I'll do it though. I'll definitely do this Squid Game.
Really?
If I didn't get killed.
Yeah, but what?
If it was like a punishment, or you're just out, like just normal games, like you're out.
Also, another reason why I find it hard to be competitive is, like, I hate the idea of knowing that I'm going to lose. Like, if my odds are rubbish, I'm like, what's the point? That's actually what it is. I'm just defeated already. I'm like, I can't be arsed. What is the point? What is the point?
No, there's always a point. Do you know what would be a sick Squid Game? The bleep test.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember in school, the bleep test?
I'd be finished.
But every time someone got out, they got shot instead of sitting on a bench. Bro. I'm so sick.
No,
I don't
know what
why.
Else I thought as well? You know what would be a sick one? Pass the parcel. So it's completely random as to whether I finished. So,
no, that's not fair.
Finished.
No. I like competition where it's like, I determine my fate.
Yeah, but they're not all fair. Like, tug of war, that's not fair.
Yeah, that was not fair.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you get put in a shit team, that's on you. In fact, it's not even on you.
So good, though. Yeah,
but I would love, not that anybody's asking, but I would love to do a version of this or just see what it would look like if it was things like Pass the Parcel, musical chairs, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because the way they made it so scary, these childhood games. Like, even that first one, that's what I love about Squid Game is that it looks amazing.
It looks beautiful, yeah.
Even, like, the stairs really, really that they good. Always go
the
up
colourful
and all that.
Stairs, yeah.
But it's, like, juxtaposed by the fact that it's one of the darkest shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
But you know why it doesn't feel dark? Because of how good it looks.
Yeah, exactly.
The colours and the brightness and all that, it looks
even
amazing.
Even the blood's shining.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even when it's black in the screen, I was like, oh, okay, but it kind of looks a bit beautiful.
Yeah.
The memes of it have been brilliant.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
And, like, do you know their uniform is green and white?
Yeah.
And someone was like, the Squid Game picked the perfect colours because it was, like, the Nigerian colours, and it's like, because that's the country of suffering and debt. Genuinely, if this Squid Game was to be set in any country, it should be Nigeria.
Jesus, I would love to see a version of this in every country.
Yeah, but not death.
No, not the death. But, like, as in, not a real version.
Can we
but...
do a Squid Game Olympics? Oh, come on, Netflix. When the summer comes, let's do a Squid Game in real life, obviously not kill people.
I'm too scared. Yeah, getting it.
It's not, why are you scared for?
I don't like competition, unless I'm going to win.
You're such a pussy, I can't actually stand it.
Well, it's better than being a murderer, isn't it?
Well, no one's going to kill anyone.
I don't trust you.
The
way you mime elbowing.
No, I will though. Genuinely, if we're ever in a point in England
what
where we have to fight
for
things.
What if it's an old lady?
She's lived. Absolutely,
it's an old
lady.
They haven't lived.
I'm joking. Kids can go free. I will let kids through. I'll be the person that carries the kid.
You know what else I was thinking as well? You know the detective guy who's stressed me out so much?
Yes.
The detective guy and his phone. That phone has been on for a long time. What iPhone
And he hasn't
does he
charged
have?
It because there was not an iPhone alive with a battery
that
strong.
I was really thinking that.
There was not an iPhone alive that lasts more than 12 hours, if that. And that's a good iPhone.
I was shocked.
Also, with Jihan, I know he's likable and seemingly a good guy and he's got heart and he cares and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I think he's a piece of shit.
Really?
From the first 5 minutes of the show where his mum had to remind him of his child's birthday. I thought it was a piece of shit. And then he stole his mum's credit card.
Yeah.
And I know he's meant to be this, like, oh,
that's
lovable person.
A
he's a piece of shit.
He wants
to win everything and do everything apart from be a good dad.
Damn.
Like,
actually
I actually felt no, like, oh, remorse for him or anything. I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, the main character, he's not great. You're right. I completely forgot about all that stuff. Do you know what was one of my favourite parts of this show? Is when it showed all the people, all the desperate people, as to why they got in there. And it showed them all getting slapped. Would you not be so embarrassed? No, I'd take a gun to shoot myself. Nah, you can't see me getting slapped on the screen. Nah, that is actually so embarrassing.
I hope I never owe that much money ever in my life to ever have to do anything like that.
I think it's horrible, but you just never know in this
life. But that's
what's
great about this country, though, because they'll let you pay like £1 a week. Depending on your circumstances.
But the thing is, they'll make you pay £1 a week when you make £2.
Ah, shit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, you make £2? Oh, okay, so that's enough money. You can give us £1.
Yeah. I remember one time, like, I didn't even realise I owed this money. And I can't say this word, because when I say it, it sounds like the cooking seasoning. So I want to say bailiff.
Yeah.
Last time I said bay leaves. I didn't realise I didn't pay this thing. And I turned up to my mum's house. That's when my mum was the biggest G in the world. Yeah, I was sat upstairs. So they've come in and asked for me. My mum was like, she's not here. She doesn't live here. And I was like,
oh my God, what a queen.
I know, right?
Love it.
And then when I had to pay it, I was earning about £7 a week and they took £5 of it.
It's actually effed.
Until it was paid. So money is the only thing that probably makes people desperate enough to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm just saying, like, I hope it never gets to that point in life, but I do feel like people will do anything when they're desperate. And
also, I hope there's no season 2.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs one. I think it can just be a limited series that was amazing and leave it as that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Because apparently the writer or the creator wrote it in 2009.
Really?
Yeah, it was in 2009, tried to, like, sell it to loads of, like, networks and no one took it. And apparently at one point he had to like sell his laptop because he was so broke, like writing it. And now look.
May that be a lesson to everybody. May. Honestly.
And now look.
You never see the work behind this thing. You just think, oh, it's like it just blows up overnight. But no.
Yeah, like literally wrote it in 2009.
Oh, good for that person.
And also, it's, I think it's a good time for it to come out. I don't think maybe it would have worked if it came out in 2009.
Yeah, yeah. But now when we can really feel like the desperation of people.
Exactly.
Like,
and we know how bad mind people can be now.
Bad mind. I'm telling you, I saw some things at petrol station.
Because exactly. Because 2009, we all thought we were good people. We thought we wouldn't fight for pasta. We wouldn't fight for rice.
Yeah.
Kind of things. I'll let an old woman have it.
Exactly. All of the tissue paper in there, Asda. I won't take all of that.
I won't buy all the toilet
roll. I'll give it to the little old lady.
Exactly.
No, that little old lady can choke. I need that for my poo.
And that's what Corona's finest.
That's what Corona's finest.
Corona's finest taught us that. And that's why this show goes off now, because it shows people's true colours when they're desperate.
Yeah, I totally agree. I absolutely love it.
So hold tight the creator.
Hold tight the creator.
I hope my writing journey does not take 10 years, please God.
Squid Game, amazing. I felt like when people are always talking about something, when you actually watch it, it never lives up to expectations.
Yeah.
But for me, it still managed to live up to, even exceed my expectations.
Because normally when I see people talk about things, I avoid it.
So do I. Like, not even to do that thing where it's like, oh, everybody's watching, so I don't want to. I actually just feel pressure. I don't know what it is. You know what? I don't.
Because there's certain shows I'm never going to watch because of that. Game of Thrones being one of them. Because everyone talks about it, I'm never going to watch it. Harry Potter being another one, I'm never going to watch it.
Is there any like other reason?
Nah. Oh. And I tried to watch Harry Potter once, and then I fell asleep in the cinema. So I said never again.
Game of Thrones is good though. You should
watch
it.
Yeah, no, I'm never going to watch it.
Okay, well, luckily, we got us to watch Squid Game. Squid Game is amazing. If you haven't seen it yet, please watch it. If you are halfway through, finish it. Luckily, we haven't spoiled anything for you.
We hope.
I don't think we have. Okay. I really don't think we have.
But let's talk
it.
About it. Use the hashtag 1010 would recommend, because I actually want to talk to people about
I
it.
Really, like,
I want people's
I'm
thoughts.
I'm so happy I can get involved in the conversation.
Same. And I understand the memes now. Yeah. And it's, I'm actually so happy I understand things.
Yeah, no, Squid Game is sick.
Do you know who's the most adorable character? Abdul.
Ali.
Ali, is it Ali?
Yeah, Ali Abdul. That's
okay, Ali Abdul.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
so,
so adorable. He's so adorable, and I'm really, really into him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of the characters, honestly, like, even though, like, for example, Jokto, the gangster guy, even though he's not very nice, all of the characters, I think, are so well written and, like, so...
Yeah.
They're so great.
But, yeah, watch it.
Watch it. Right,
10 would recommend.
Right. We're wrapping it up. We wanted to give you a quick... We just wanted to show that we're part of the culture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've been seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, we've got other stuff planned, but we thought, you know what, we're going to jump on. Have a little bonus. Tweet us, hashtag 1010
would recommend.
By now, you should know our handles, at SmileGina, GENANT.
Tolly_T.
And we will see you in a couple of days for the next episode.
We will be back talking about something else.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.